Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Let's fucking go, baby! Woo!
Yeah!
Woo! Hi, everybody. Welcome to, what is this show called again? Welcome to Red Wings.
Red Wings Red, baby.
Tirades and impassioned pleas for your Detroit Red Wings. Finally have a home. All right. Now, I'm going to open up the comments because I see that I'm looking at my own face and it's behind me talking. So how bad is the connection right now?
It's not too bad on my end. It looks, I can see you.
All right. That's through. Good. Like, it's really confusing to like watch me talk and see all of these hand gestures are like a second behind. I hate it. Oh my God. This is driving me crazy. Oh my God. All right. I got to make this screen small. Mike, open the show with a let's fucking go.
Woo!
It's our boy Mo Sider. Is our 2022 Calder Trophy winner? Rookie of the year. Let's say that. Yeah.
Yeah, he did it. He beat out my boy. I thought Zegras was going to win it for sure. I thought he had a knife, sizzle. But, man, did they want some meat and potatoes this year. And so proud of Sider. He had a hilarious speech because I honestly don't think he anticipated winning. And he basically threw his parents under the bus and said they could have been here, but they were on vacation. So definitely a pretty funny speech there. Threw some flowers, if you will, at the significant other. Good choice. His brother, good choice there. And eventually the Red Wing organization. And at the end, he did manage to shoehorn in the great city of Detroit. So, yeah. We got a shout out, baby.
I was curious if you remember he kind of finished off the speech and said I hope you guys enjoy the night. I wondered if that was more for Detroit fans or if he was speaking to everybody in the audience. But I took it immediately. I was like, he's telling us to enjoy the fact that Moritz Sider, like Red Wings fans, Moritz Sider is telling us to enjoy our night of celebration. Right now for the podcast listeners, you're missing out, but we brought up the voting totals brought up here. I think I saw it. Ketzel threw out there, sweet baby Ray got a first place vote.
Yes, he did.
God damn, he did. And Matt officially loses his bet on DraftKings, by the way.
Oh no.
I remember I put my money down on Lucas Raymond. I had a really hot start. And collapsed after a couple months. Not Raymond. Like Raymond didn't collapse, but the chances certainly did. As Sider just continued to roll through the NHL. 170 out of 195.
What votes. A landslide!
170 first place votes for Mo Sider. Mike, all the concerns we had for will Mo get recognized? as we would put it, as he deserves. Well, there you go. 170 out of 195 voters gave Mo Sider the first place vote. It's pretty sweet. I mean, 170 go to the first place, 18 second place, 3 third place, 4 fourth place. Pretty sweet. Zegras, I would say pretty handily gets the second place. Bunting, as he should, third. Kind of pretty happy with that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like that one's a little too high because he was still kind of on the coattails of some pretty historic regular season performers in Toronto. But I mean, Zegras, I agree, he should have been. I think he got what he deserved. He was the second best rookie. I only teasingly put him up there because I was trying to sell this league. But by God, Sider, man, did he convince some people. Incredible physical presence. You know, we talked all season about all the smart, heady plays he's making. And yeah, the pick that got laughed at the most. Now he's, you know, a top rookie and on his way to being one of the top defensemen in the league. So this is a really cool night to see him recognized.
Yeah, and I like the way you brought that up too. Like I wanted to talk about that as well. Like Steve has really got to be excited about this. I know when he talks to us and he talks to the media, he tells us he's the most patient guy out of all Red Wings viewers. He says he'll wait forever, yeah, which is kind of scary. But think about, like you said it, like this got like an audible like when Mo Sider ended up being the first round pick for Steve Yzerman and the Red Wings, and we're one pick in, right? And we've got a Calder Trophy winner. Now, Raymond can't win it, but he's pretty goddamn good for his first season too. So I think so far, if you had to judge Steve Yzerman and his abilities strictly by awards, he's doing a bang up job. We hope there's a big silver one, chalice looking at the top in our future. But clearly, if, as far as we can judge, the Detroit Red Wings and our rebuild, build, whatever you want to call it, it's doing pretty good. I think yeah, this is definitely one of those moments where you fight as a fan. Like this is the fight. The fight is your team worth it? Are you wasting your time? Right? That's the fight as a fan. That's the only fight there ever has been, there ever will be. Are you wasting your time? And I think this is one of those moments where the league and the media has recognized that as Red Wings fans, it has been tough, but we are not wasting our time. Right? Did I make it too simple, or is there any argument against that? Is there any reason, like, you fight with other fans? You fight with them because you want to convince them you're not wasting your time. And here's our proof.
No, it's, you know, what's kind of cool is, I think it's like a symbolic of what Yzerman's done, right? We have not won any draft lotteries. We don't move up. We don't win any off seasons. Nobody's ever excited about the moves that Yzerman makes. I don't know if you want to throw Nedeljkovic in there, but he never wins, you know, sexiest offseason. But what he has won is his ability to evaluate talent wherever he ends up in the draft. And, you know, he's able to get the best guy, you know, not at the 1-2-3 slot necessarily. He's able to find the best player kind of, you know, in the mountains of Germany somewhere. You know, and now he's played his way into our hearts here in Detroit. So I think this is a victory for Sider. Awesome. But I also think it's a victory for, you know, Yzerman as a general manager to kind of be like, you know, this is a first impactful, you know, rookie we've had in a while. So pretty cool, Steve.
I think it should be on us too, Mike. You and I, Red Wings Rant, we got to keep track of all of the pieces of hardware that the Yzer plan collects. And this would be, I don't know, you could count the Elite Prospects SHL Player of the Year last year. But certainly, right
I
now.
I mean, if Steve actually used the Twitter account, today would be all about receipts and putting out all the, retweeting all the articles that said Steve was a madman for drafting him where he drafted him.
Now, that's a good question. Mike, would you rather have a more vocal front office and to create content like that for us all to enjoy?
No, that's just for us to do. I'm happy with Steve doing what he's doing, although it would be hilarious, but I think more hilarious because of you know, who Iserman is, you know, kind of the solemn leader. So it'd be definitely out of character. I think that would add to the hilarity of it. So I don't want a goofball out there just retweeting, you know, the think pieces who said Iserman was out of his mind.
It would be fun, though, if he did have a Twitter account and this would be the moment that he was hacked and we could all enjoy that and trying to figure out if he really was hacked while he takes a dump on the rest of the NHL. Okay. I will confess, Mike, I was asking you that question because I was like, oh, man, I got to update the thumbnail for this episode because we pulled a Moritz Seider mom and dad. And I set up this episode to talk about Cutter Gauthier. And I completely forgot that it was awards night because, Mike, I don't know if you caught any of the Keaton Thompson hilarity. It's just not my favorite night of the year as an NHL fan. Holy mackerel, is that hard to watch. You know what? Let's hit the comments because Ketzel's been around. He thought we were going to do a live, what do you call that? A watch, whatever.
Watch along.
The award show, and we failed him because that's what I kind of thought maybe we should do. And I just couldn't get here. I couldn't get down here fast enough. I was giving the kids a quick bath, and I screwed up. I screwed you guys over. I failed. But I did want to point out Ketzel throwing out there. Detroit fans used to being disappointed, so this is that turning point. I like that. Turning point for disappointment, right? And now satisfaction, finally. And Mike, you went through that list too. Of like, we can't even get a draft lottery to work in our favor.
Right.
And, you know, I think we talked too, like midway through the season, about does this really matter? And that's, in the grand scheme of things, that's where it matters. And I think we landed on that point halfway through the season. Like, as a fan, and again, like I said just a minute ago, the whole point of being a fan is so that you or I guess the fight of the fan, not the whole point of being a fan. The fight of the fan is always, I'm not wasting my time. So this is it. Again. That's it. I would love to hear anybody else's thoughts because I'm pretty proud of that. I thought of that just now. It wasn't anything I gave like a ton of thought to. And now, right now, I'm patting myself pretty hard on the back in my mind because I thought of that. And Ketzel also throws out there, this only cements the GM's legacy. Chewy's aboard.
What's going on, Chewy?
Let's see. Oh, Johnny P. Seider winning is a shame. Should have been Zegras. All right, Johnny P. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Johnny, here's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a chance to make the case. Is it just because you wanted more sizzle than the steak and potatoes that Seider had? Because I will say this. I made the mistake of watching some ESPN this afternoon, and they're trying their best, you know, to kind of get the NHL out there. And they had a few, you know, just talking points about each of the rookies of the year, you know, the candidates. And for Seider, when they showed his highlight reel, they showed him running the power play on a few times when it was, you know, successful. Not the hottest year for a Red Wing power play activity this year. But I think we would agree as the fans, you know, as Red Wings rant, watching this guy for a full season, he did do a good job quarterbacking. But if I was going to make a highlight reel of that guy, I'd have all the attempts to climb up and conquer Mo Seider Mountain. And they didn't show any of that. They showed him making hockey assists. They showed him setting up some one-timers. He had like that one wrist shot goal. And I think it was like at the end of a third period. They didn't show any of that guy, like, you know, destroying people with his shoulder, using that weird sixth sense where he's just barely got a guy in his peripheral and sends him sprawling into the ice when they have the advantage and the speed going and the momentum. And Seider somehow was just killing these guys physically. That's what I would have showcased personally if I was putting together that reel. But, you know, they probably just went on NHL.com and, you know, found a few. Did Seider score a goal this year? All right, let's cobble that highlight together. They definitely didn't paint the picture of, you know, who he is. It was a lot easier to do for Zegras, and that's why, you know, these awards are so political. I mean, so Sider, unquestionably Rookie of the Year. He actually did win the award. You know, all these voters, you know, hats off to him for voting the right way. But for presenting it to the crowd, I think ESPN kind of failed at that. So just wanted to throw them under the bus, much like, again, Sider threw his parents at the under the bus for not attending because they were on vacation.
Also, you know, much like ESPN just tosses himself under the bus every now and then. So they're still getting to know hockey.
They're still learning this wild new sport on ice. Yeah.
I do have to say, I have to applaud two sides here. One, my work, because I get to watch NHL highlights now on my floor. Somebody changed the channel, and ESPN just constantly does hockey highlights, even on SportsCenter. I was very surprised. But then that's part two. ESPN, good job doing a ton of hockey highlights, and you know who's running them down? PK Subban.
Hey,
he's amazing. He's really good. He's definitely a fantastic, almost a fantastically easy pick, if I may. But yeah, it's good on them. But yeah, good job work as well, letting me watch hockey highlights all day. Although you do start to realize how terrible ESPN is again, because they just run the same program over and over. So every time you look up, it's just the same conversation and the same highlights.
Did Johnny make the case yet for Zegras?
Oh, right. Johnny's performance art. I'm totally
fine. Oh, you performance joking. Art. You bamboozled us, you rascal.
Johnny, it's going to take me a minute. Dan B throws out there, at least Bunting can get back to his bocce ball tournament down in Florida. Zing!
Gatzel
throws out there, ESPN really does need some better talking heads. Absolutely. You know, I will say, watching the Stanley Cup Finals, there's something, I was really excited for Chelios. Messier, not so much, but I can see why the rest of the world's excited to have, you know, like a Chelios-Messier lineup. But it just, Chelly is, he's been living the California life, right? How long? And he definitely brings that vibe. And it's he's chill. Right there, I don't know. There's been a ton of excitement, so I think we love Chelios. I think we loved his attitude on the ice.
Yeah,
kind of a dick, you know. And it was great. He's our dick. But as an ESPN talking, yeah, that's right. He's our dick. I have no problem. Poor podcast listeners miss Mike's face, but yeah, he was our dick. We loved our dick, and it just doesn't really. So far for me, it's not really coming off well. It's like good between period content compared to like TNT, which I think is like, I can't wait till next year. I think they're flipping Stanley Cup Finals, like TNT gets it next year. So you get Paul Bissonnette running the show, and whoever's still employed by I assume Bissonnette will still be hired by TNT. I don't think he's getting coaching jobs or anything anytime soon. He's in the Darren McCarty pool of hockey talent. Yeah, you could see that lineup change, but I think they've got their main guy that they're gonna hold on to, and that's where they are clearly the juicier side of between period activity. It would have been great, actually, as we saw Bissonnette get really excited for Sebastian Cosa and yelling out the, you know, key cog in the Iser plan. I don't know if
no, I
everybody saw that. I think we might have shared it on the podcast, but Bissonnette clearly is excited about the Iser plan, or at least to talk about it online on Twitter. So that would have been fun to see his reaction tonight for Mo Sider. All right, where was I? Dan wants to know the name of the five or four voters who had Mo in fourth place. What the hell were they watching? That's a great question, Dan. But also, like, if you think about it, I obviously we love Lucas Raymond, but he did get a first place vote. So I'm wondering if the guy who gives gives Lucas Raymond a first place vote, is he one of the guys? I guess it would have to be. He clearly did not give Sider a first place vote. But I wonder if he dropped Sider all the way down to fourth. It's a great question. Don't they? Aren't they supposed to release that information?
Is Pat Caputo a voter?
You think he hates most?
I know he was for baseball for a while. I don't know if he is for hockey. But
I really hope Pat Caputo
does not have
a vote. Oh my god. I hope he doesn't have car keys. I hope he, like, I want to keep that guy off the road. I don't know where his head's at. He has not been a reliable source for sports. I don't know. My entire life? Was he ever? I know we like doing our impressions of Pat Caputo here, but hasn't that been the joy of Pat Caputo? Just making fun of his voice?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone unironically likes him. It is fun to go Matthew Stafford. Oh, there's Curtis.
What's up, Curtis? Beers Curtis, all around.
Funny you should say that.
Uh-oh.
I had Cider's second place drink right here, unopened. First place drink right there, buddy. Open. Yeah. So yeah.
We should have had Cider's ready to go. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I even had to. I touched two of them in the fridge too. I moved them out of the way to get this beer.
I have a giant, like, it was kind of expensive. It was $60, right? And it's in like a wine bottle. I've got a
podcasting does pay, huh? Wow, how about that?
No, but if your wife's a doctor,
hey, doctor wife, all right.
Anyway, I've looked at that for like the last year and a half, and I still haven't cracked. I can't get myself to crack it open.
You've been making eyes. Making eyes at this bottle. Yeah. Man, you should have just done Miles and Sideways, a movie I can only reference for you, where he had a really fancy aged wine, and he's saving it for a special occasion. And Virginia Madsen, at the highlight of her career, unless you want to count Candyman, said, no. Miles, when you open the bottle, that's the special occasion. So, anyway, there's my Virginia Madsen rant. But yeah, you should open it up tonight for Mo.
Hockey fans, feel the action on the ice like never before with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. Right now, new customers can bet just $1 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still hit the ice for cold hard cash. New customers can make their first deposit and play free for thousands with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Hockey Contest. Draft your lineup for 8 skaters and a goalie and rack up points for goals, assists, saves, and more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit, withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $1 on any NHL team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. 21 and over. Restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Curtis throwing out there, doing our job for us. Everybody hit the like. Curtis, you're the man. I fucking love you, dude.
He does have the snazziest thumbnail of everyone that follows the show.
Yeah, if you haven't joined us on YouTube, you have missed out on Curtis's thumbnail. It's he's serious. He's not coming to party. This is legit. This is what Curtis, this would be great if you were paid to be a YouTube commenter and you're like, I'm not coming to party. This is serious business. Suit, tie. If I wasn't colorblind, I'd call out what color tie that is, but it does look beautiful from thumbnail
and,
size.
I would help you out, but we're brothers. We're both colorblind. Yeah, so that's 0 for 2. But I know that... Kale won, huh? Little Norris action?
Ketzel thrown out there. McCarr wins the Norris. Well-deserved, probably... I don't know what we've seen in the playoffs.
You know, man, I feel like a defenseman wins that every year.
What?
I feel like a defenseman wins that one every year.
Yeah, good call. I feel like Makar's probably a year away from getting... Oh, I guess we'll know, right? We'll know the voting. Hart Trophy for Makar eventually. Can we say that? Can we make that official? Or yeah. Or are we just going to play this game forever that it's, no, Makar can win the Norris. The Hart Trophy is for forwards. What? How would you look at that, Mike?
I feel like a couple sports do that. Hockey and baseball kind of feel like, you know, the MVP is reserved for a certain position. But
that's Justin Verlander.
Yeah. I mean, there's the rare instance.
Yeah.
There's the rare instance.
Whatever.
How about we bridge that, right? With, we were really worried that Seider definitely was playing like Rookie of the Year, but that somebody like Zegras would win. We were wrong. So what that tells us is there is a national recognition of, like, what a top defenseman does for your team, you know, for a full, you know, 60 minutes while they're playing a third of the game and, you know, dominating and, you know, controlling the play offensively and defensively. So maybe that does, like, Seider's victory tonight, Kale being recognized again. Maybe it's not that far-fetched. Maybe we're not that far from a future we could see a defenseman win that. Because it's pretty, let's just put it kindly, a pretty rare occasion. But Makar definitely could score. Definitely play defense.
Right, ready? Since 2011.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw. And Mike, yeah. How could you forget? The show. Shohei. I'm kidding. Of course, he should be MVP every year.
Oh, Otani?
Since he plays both sides.
For being an A-plus at everything.
Yeah. MVP's garbage. He's so good at baseball.
I know. Oh. I do want to see him once. Anyway.
I do think there's, like, are we waiting for someone special to get that nod? I think Cale Makar looks that special, especially in the playoffs now. Eric is around. Hi, guys. What's going on, Eric? Of course.
Pretty exciting, huh, Eric?
Hello.
Yeah.
I love you, Eric. This is such a beautiful day. This is better than, like, our regular victory shows. Oh, Kensel says Stevie Y made a statement about the win. We might have to do some digging. I like Jared's point here for Curtis. Accidentally uploaded his LinkedIn profile pic and said, screw it. Curtis, if you did that, I love you for it. It's just too late. Just keep it. Whatever. Ketzel throws out there, Makar is going to get stupid money and reset how much D make. Maybe Ketzel bringing up a good point. Maybe that's all. Like, that is his Hart Trophy, right? Makar can say, I'm probably going to be the highest paid guy in the game. Why not? I mean, the guy does it all. We're talking about Shohei. I mean, is it? He's not playing. You know, he's not going to be a goaltender at any point. But is Cale Makar doing everything so right that maybe he's comparable?
Yeah, I would say for a comp, like for forwards being valued more than defensemen, or let's say a center, right? It's honestly, there's a basketball did that with the exact same position where you used to spend a lot of money on a top center. Yeah. You know, the tallest guy who could, you know, block shots, throw it to him in the post. And the game has wildly evolved where the most important piece on your team is a wing. So as the game evolves, I think we could start to see the market change a little bit. I think that's an interesting point that's brought up. Not necessarily, you know, who brings the hardware home, but it is nice to see that, you know, maybe Seider's, you know, laying the groundwork for that. But more important than the hardware is, you know, these guys taking home bags of money because they are super valuable. They do play a really tough position. They're in there in all the, you know, toughest parts of the game, and they lead the game in minutes. So, it feels like they should start getting, you know, compensated for how much, you know, of their 60 minutes of the game is dedicated, you know, to one or two really good defensemen. So, yeah, maybe this should start to pivot.
Well, Ketzel thrown out there. Wings posted a video from most teammates. So I don't think, right, if they post it on Twitter, they're not going to, like, chase us down and make us
No, he didn't throw it in there.
Congrats, Mo. I'm so happy for you and very well deserved. So enjoy it, and I'll see you next season.
Momo, congrats on winning the Calder. What an unbelievable season. I'm happy I had a front row seat for it all and can't wait to see what the encore looks like. Enjoy the celebration with your family and friends, and we'll see you soon.
Momo, congrats on winning the Calder. Heck of a season you had. What an accomplishment this is for you. Enjoy the night with your family and friends. See you in a couple months.
Don't sound bitter, Osterley.
Just want to congratulate you for winning Rookie of the Year. I'm so happy for you, man. I know you worked so hard for this accomplishment. You know, you've had such a terrific impact on the team this year. You know, watching you grow and you know, watching you thrive towards this goal has, you know, been a real treat for me to watch. To be around you every day, I know you inspire so many people. You know, I look up to you. You know, you've helped me throughout my journey as well, and you know, just keep being a great person, keep being humble. You know, that's, I think, the best quality that you have, and keep being an awesome hockey player. You know, you got a bright future, and again, I'm so proud of you. You know, you deserve this so much, so I'm happy for you, buddy. Take care.
Hi, Red Wings fans. This is Sergei Fedorov. I want to take a moment and congratulate Moritz on a great, great rookie season and capturing Calder Trophy. Moritz, you were outstanding, logging over 20 minutes a game and playing in all situations. Enjoy this award, and I'm wishing you all the best in years to come.
Very interesting.
Hi, Moritz.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Hashi. All right. Well, never mind.
I wanted to congratulate you on an outstanding rookie season and winning this year's Calder Trophy. What a great year you had, and I look forward to watching you in the future. Congratulations.
Hey, Mo. Congratulations on winning the Calder. Man, what a year. It's
somebody
so great to play with you and to watch you continue to get better.
I don't know. I was just trying to watch and see if I could see the cue cards really
around. This trophy. I hope you have a great time with
you. You know something we don't know. This is Lariano.
They deserve it as much as you do. So enjoy it, man. You deserve it.
Sorry, Larks.
I love you and can't wait to continue to watch you get better and to win many more trophies.
Yeah, so two questions. Hashik, what was he reading off of? Definitely not his own thoughts. And then Fedorov, was that a deep fake? Was that him? That wasn't the real Fedorov, right? That was a deep fake, right?
So that's curious, right? Like, I mean, Fedorov right now, I think by Vegas odds, is number one to be the Red Wings head coach.
Oh, no.
Now, this isn't pro wrestling, right? It's not like you can look it up and somebody's got the inside information on who's going to pin Roman Reigns or win the Royal Rumble. Yeah. So it's not exactly that. Could just be like, oh, yeah, he played for them and people are talking about it online. So it's got to be true. But seeing him in that video is... I don't know. It's more telling, I feel like, than any Vegas ads. What do you think? Is that just me?
They kind of got Hasek. He was definitely reading. Let's all agree on that. But Sergey, yeah.
I don't know why they said, here, Dominator, can you swallow this mug full of teeth and then try and read this? Sorry, I'm making fun of his accent, but
maybe one practice run or no? Just we're gonna fly through these cards. So if they go by, you just gotta remember what they said. Most either it is great for you to have. Please hold the card still. I don't know, man. I don't know if you want to read too much into the tea leaves. I hope it's not better off. I thought you and I were on the same page, saying no, please no. Not another, Red Wing from O2.
All right. Well, first, we got to read Mr. Hockey Guy because he said, dude, now with that video of Feds, I'm thinking he might actually be the new coach.
I think it was a
Jared fake. Jared throws out there, Feds was a Calder finalist back in the day. So maybe
a little jealousy.
Ketzel calling it out. Hasek, new goalie coach.
Yeah.
You know, if this was pro wrestling, you would have had like something in the background, right? That we could have, there would have been like a code that was burned under the back of the wall for us to all figure out and try to decode the message. What's going on? Is Y2J coming back?
Well, I thought of it like when you play the video game and you're forced to like sign assistant coaches, and you can sign the best coach, or you can sign like former players you actually recognize them. Like, oh, I want Hasek as my goalie coach.
Well, here's Mike. We have another passionate message. This is just filled with emotion, top to bottom, coming from Steve Yzerman. I was trying to think. Can I do a Steve Yzerman impression? Can anybody? Is it too bland?
Moritz had a tremendous season for Detroit Red Wings, very deserving of the Calder Memorial Trophy. He played his way into the role of a top pair defenseman in the National Hockey League as a 20-year-old, which is extremely difficult to do. He had a profound effect on our team during his rookie campaign. We look forward to his continued development. Steve Yzerman.
Mike, with zero practice, you got a very solid B on that one. I like that.
I'll take a B. I'll take a B.
Very solid B.
Yeah.
I think you're there. I think you had a couple of words lined up pretty good. I'm too embarrassed to try myself now. So we'll keep moving.
That's okay. You still got your McCarty queued up whenever you need it. So
do I? Did I ever have a good McCarty? All right, so we also had Moritz Seider wins the Calder, ho hum. Mike, we had a whole show topic. Do we even have time for it? We've already been talking for 35 minutes, just gushing about the Calder Trophy. Should we save the Cutter conversation?
Yeah, I would save it. I guess. We had a couple more people joining. Oh, yeah, Curtis thrown in there. First Hasek, then Stevie Y. Mike is a career in voiceover work. Curtis, permanent friend of the show. Love this guy.
Now a permanent friend, right. Yeah. What were you saying?
We should probably just stay on topic with this one. And then just a quick note on the Stanley Cup Finals. I've never been like less concerned about a team going down 0-2 and getting annihilated 7-0. Than I was about Tampa Bay. Like, when they won game 3, I was like, yeah, they're probably going to win the Stanley Cup. They don't care. Like, they're just crank it back up to 11 for the next 3 games.
Yeah, that was, you know what, back to the ESPN conversation, I thought it was really interesting that Messier and Chelios, like, kind of gave the Lightning no chance. And I was like, really? Did they not just...
You've seen the past couple
that?
Years?
Yeah. Previously and in the last round and then win the cup 2 years in a row. I don't know.
Shame on me. I was thinking of the cup. We could have just gone to the last round. Did the exact same thing. It's hard to muster up that enthusiasm like the eye of the tiger, you know, 3 years in a row. So excuse them for taking 2 effing games off before they crank it back up and force the Avalanche to pull their goalie. Because they're so mad, they keep peppering in goals.
I'm happy that they won. I could take more games like game 1, less games like game 2 and game 3. Because you tune in late and you're like, oh, okay, so this one's decided. But I guess this one you at least had to you could get through the second period before it was donezo. But I think it is fun in real respect quick, that if these two juggernauts are going to go at it, that they are going to blow each other out. I think that's fun.
Yeah, and no surprise, I don't think Austin Matthews won the Hart.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I'm all about that. I think mixing up the Hart. I think you know there's.
It's a regular season award, and he kicked ass the whole regular season. So why wouldn't he win?
Yeah, no problem there. I think what I was going to say was there's probably going to be a list of guys that are just going to regularly get votes. And I don't mind Austin pulling one in. Now, Mike, I thought this will be the last thing we'll talk about, and then we'll wrap up the show. I don't know if you saw this. New way to stream the Tigers. Also, new way to stream the Red Wings. Mike, are you going to be getting Bally Sports Plus?
I gotta see when my Xfinity contract runs out, because I will have no reason to keep that bag of crap. Let me tell you,
the only thing that is keeping me on cable
is live sports.
Detroit Red Wings hockey. Right.
Yeah. I like watching TNT. I like watching the hockey broadcast, the basketball broadcast. I do like the wrestling podcast. Free plug to AEW, which is going to be in Detroit next week if you guys are going. But yeah, Bally is doing its best to seduce me.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's the last thing keeping me on cable. And it honestly, right now, with how much this is going to be the same price as 2 months of cable. So, yeah, sure, I'll get 10 months free. No problem. There is literally nothing else I pay for. I'm sorry, watch on cable. The only thing is, I am curious how much my internet bill, you know, like how much they're going to charge for only internet. So if that is more expensive than keeping internet and then doing Bally Sports Plus, you know, I'll make a real decision there, but we'll see. But yeah, everybody, it's a nice little change of pace here, so we didn't have to run through the same old. And actually, I'm getting a message from my wife now that she needs some help, so it probably is a good idea we wrap up. Nice, fun little celebratory episode here. Go Mortsider again. There is hope, and it's been confirmed by the media.
I was going to say, just kind of a teaser, because we're running out of weeks before the draft. I think that's the 20 or July 7th?
That's a good question. Did you try Google?
July 7th and 8th. Yep. So we got about 3 or 4 episodes left. And yeah. I know that next time we're going to talk about, forgive me, Cutter Gauthier.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nailed it. I know we want to talk about him. We're definitely going to hit that on the next episode. And then probably like 2 or 3 more primers. And then probably the guy will do like a composite of who we like for the Red Wings at number 8, you know, before the big night.
And I think I sent you Elite Prospects release their full.
Their scouting reports on everybody.
Yeah, yep. I like somebody described it as it's just for the sickos. It's it's for the hockey sickos. So if you guys haven't seen that, it's out. Of course, you have to be subscribed to Elite Prospects, but it is one of my favorite reads. I have the hockey news too. Kind of get like one little blurb. Elite Prospects gives you pages of coverage for
you get a tome. Yeah,
each guy. It's insane. It's eventually it turns into little blurbs, but that's like 200 guys in. So I highly
incredible
recommend
resource.
That.
Yeah, so hats off to those guys for sure.
Yeah. All right. So Mike, I will bid you adieu. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys had a little bit of fun celebrating. And then next time we see you guys, we'll be talking Cutter and should we draft Cutter? Like us.
Sounds good.
Follow what is it? Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating over on Spotify. What did I just say? Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Like us here on YouTube and give us the old subscription if you got a second. And if you had a tiny bit of fun, just a little tiny bit.
Just quick reminder, we are going to be again next Tuesday because we will be attending AEW next Wednesday.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
Yeah, next Tuesday for Cup.
Next Tuesday, we'll see you guys. All right, everybody. What is it? Tomorrow is more hockey. Yeah, that was last night they played. All right. So see you guys later. All right, toodles.